AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Israeli tanks continue firing at Hamas targets in Gaza. Inside sources tell the Associated Press, President Biden has been urging Israel's leaders to halt the bombardment. The tensions in the Middle East overshadowed Biden's visit to Dearborn, Michigan today.
The future of the auto industry is electric. There's no turning back.
There were protests nearby, and Biden acknowledged the plight of the Palestinians, speaking directly to Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
I admire your concern for so many other people, and it's from my heart, I pray that your grandmom and family are well. I promise you I'm going to do everything to see that they are.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says he will oppose a proposal to form an independent, bipartisan commission to investigate the deadly January 6th incursion at the U.S. Capitol. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it cowardice. Two women were killed overnight when shots were fired into a party bus on a freeway in the San Francisco Bay Area. Police say about 70 bullets were sprayed and that this was not random. The passengers were celebrating someone's 21st birthday. A North Carolina prosecutor says the fatal police shooting of Anthony Brown was justified, alleging Brown had used his car like a weapon and drove toward a deputy.
Because Mr. Brown's actions caused three deputies with the Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office to reasonably believe it was necessary to use deadly force to protect themselves and others.
But District Attorney Andrew Womble did not release videotape of the critical moments of the encounter. There's new guidance that Americans should start getting screened for colon cancer at age 45, not 50, because of an increase in cases in younger adults. The White House senior COVID advisor, Andy Slavitt, urging parents to get their kids vaccinated. He says his teenage son is still struggling after getting the virus. Stocks ended lower. This is AP News. Here's a new twist to the post-pandemic labor force. Many workers realize they don't want to go back to their old jobs.
Many workers say they don't want to go back to the jobs they once had. Ellen Booth is taking a class to learn to be a medical coder. When the restaurant she worked for closed last year, she says it gave her the kick she needed. Nate Mullins quit his job as a bartender last year after clashing with managers over mask rules. He says his unemployment checks are enough to get by while he looks for jobs that would provide better health care and retirement benefits. Layoffs and lockdowns gave many Americans the time to rethink their careers. And while some employers are offering higher pay, workers remain hesitant. Jennifer King, Washington.
Yosemite National Park's making some changes this summer after temporarily shutting down in 2020 because of the pandemic. Visitors are going to have reservations between May and September, limiting the number of people in the park each day. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.